This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physical on Stephen Perry. That's S-T-E-V-E-N, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. This is a new patient history and physical. The place was the Pines of Burton Memory Care North. Date was June 6, 2022. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Perry is a 65-year-old male residing, who just moved into the Pines of Burton on June 1st, period. He came from a psychiatric hospital, period. He has a history of schizophrenia and anxiety and can get agitated, period. Came to us on psychotropic medications, period. He was agitated on the first day, but has gradually settled in and he was cooperative today, period. He has very garbled speech that is very difficult to understand, period. He denies ever having had a stroke, period. He denies any cardiovascular problems, period. He couldn't give me much detail on his psychiatric hospitalization, and the home has basically a medication list, period. Paragraph, it's noted that there's a bit of a lump on the left side of his head on the scar there, period. He attributes it to being hit in a motor vehicle accident, but he couldn't give me much detail and was vague, period. There is some degree of dementia, period. He has a history of depression also, period. He does not seem depressed, though, period. He has gastroesophageal reflux disease and denied that was bothering him at the present time, period. He's on Protonics, 40 milligrams daily, period. He has severe urinary retention, but is voiding now, and he continues on Flomax, 0.4 milligrams daily, period. This seems stable, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. Eye, no visual complaints. ENT, no earache, sore throat, or hoarseness. Speech is garbled. Respiratory, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no angina or palpitation. GI, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria, but he's said to be incontinent of bladder. No hematuria. Musculoskeletal, he denies arthralgias. Neurologic, he denies headache, fainting, and seizures. Skin denies rash or itch. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia. He does not have diabetes. If he passes, he's positive for dementia, schizophrenia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, anxiety, depression, urinary and fecal incontinence, allergic rhinitis, hyperlipidemia, mood disorder, a family history. He states both parents had diabetes, period. They are deceased, period. He has four siblings that are healthy. New paragraph, socialist, no smoking, retinal abuse. New paragraph, medications. Atorvastatin, 20 milligrams nightly. Dicyclamine, 10 milligrams three times a day. Depakote, sprinkled, 125, four of them three times a day. Docusate, 200 milligrams nightly. Fluticasone, 50 micrograms. Spray, two sprays in each nostril daily. Invega, Sestiva, 156 milligrams IM every 30 days. Lamotrigine, 200 milligrams twice a day. Latanoprost, 0.005%, one drop in each eye at bedtime. Meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams twice a day. Eucerin topically to affected areas twice daily. Mirtazapine, 30 milligrams daily with dinner. Protonics, 40 milligrams PO daily. Miralax, 17 grams and 8 ounces of water daily. Samgelosin, 0.4 milligrams daily. And acid, 10 ml up to 4 times a day if needed for heartburn or indigestion. Vorasidin, cough and cold, one tablet every 6 hours as needed. Loperamide, 2 milligrams, up to 4 times a day, period. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Tylenol, 500 to 1,000 milligrams every 6 hours as needed. Silicon magnesia, 30 ml if needed. Robitussin, 2 teaspoons every 6 hours, PRN. Pseudo, just 30 milligrams every 4 to 6 hours, PRN. Triple antibiotic, only if needed for abrasions. Eucerin, if needed. Examination, he is not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure 118 over 72, temperature 97.9, pulse 76, O2 saturation 91, respiratory rate 15, head and neck, pupils equal reactive light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements intact, oral mucosa normal, he is edentulous, he was normal inspection, hearing seemed adequate, neck supple, no mass, no nose, no thermomegaly, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing, cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no S3, no S4, no murmur, no significant edema, fetal pulse is palpable, abdomen soft and not tender, no palpable organomegaly, CNS, cranial is grossly normal, sensation intact, musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. There's no inflammation or effusion of the joints, no cyanosis or clubbing. Skin was intact, form and dry without rash or major lesions. There's a scar on the left side of his scalp. The paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. Perry is here in memory care with both dementia and schizophrenia by diagnosis, period. He also has been diagnosed as depression and mood disorder, period. I will continue Depakote, 500 milligrams 3 times a day, plus Invega, 156 milligrams IM every 30 days, plus Lamictal, 200 milligrams twice a day, and Mirtazapine, 30 milligrams daily with dinner. Two, he has history of urinary retention, possibly due to prostatic hypoplasia, and I'll continue Flomax 0.4 milligrams daily, period. Three, he has gastroesophageal reflux disease, and I will continue Protonix 40 milligrams daily, period. Four, he has allergic rhinitis, and I will continue Flonase, 2 sprays in each nostril daily, period. 5, he has glaucoma, and I will continue latanoprost 0.05%, 1 drop into both eyes at bedtime, period. Seven, he is said to have a total brain injury at 1 point, period. Or a traumatic, maybe say it's a traumatic brain injury at 1 point, period. I will monitor his cognition over the next several months, period. I will follow him at the Pines Memory Care North, period.